Hi there, my name is Bruce Morrison, and for any of you who are not able to get to St John's on Christmas Eve, that is today in Parramatta, then these are the things that we've been thinking about today at church, and it's all about Bethlehem. It's all about Bethlehem. Let's have a listen in. Many of you will not know that I was born in Penrith. It's highly unlikely that you would know that I was actually conceived in Jakarta in Indonesia. The relevance of this little story will become apparent in just a moment. I was conceived in Jakarta in Indonesia for the simple reason that my father was working there. He was a station accountant placed in Jakarta, my mum with him. They were newly married at the time. And because Indonesia was politically unstable at that time, and because my mother was not well, it was decided that she should return to Sydney in order to have her first baby. So she flew back to Sydney. My father followed quite some time later. There are some interesting stories about my mum being a single, or apparently single, very pregnant lady in Sydney before my father returned. But return he did. They purchased a home in Warramoo in the Blue Mountains, and when it came time for my mum to give birth, when she was in labour, my dad was working in the city. The only way she could get to hospital was in a tow truck. She rang the mechanic, the local mechanic, and said, "Could you give me a lift to Penrith Hospital?" And I was born there in Penrith in due course. Now, I don't attach very much significance to this particular story, except that I'm grateful for my safe delivery. There's nothing really much more to it. However, when we come to the birth of Jesus, it's really quite a different story. Indeed, the place of Jesus' birth was of immense significance, and it had to be Bethlehem. We'll see why in just a moment, but Bethlehem it had to be. Gospel of Luke, however, opens with a huge problem in this regard, because the angel Gabriel appears to Mary not in Bethlehem but in Nazareth. So Jesus was conceived in Nazareth, not of course in the usual way. Luke chapter 1 verse 26, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. You will be with child and give birth to a son. Now later, of course, Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth. That's down in Judea. But it's not long before Mary returns once again to Nazareth. Now any biblically educated Jew would see the problem here in the first chapter of Luke. The Messiah could not be born in Nazareth. That was an impossibility. We know that from the prophet Micah. Micah, of course, was a prophet to Judah in the, in the 8th century BC. That is about 700 years before Jesus. Micah foretold the events that were to happen long before they actually were related to us by Luke. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are of no account among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times indeed." Now this ruler who is of old, from ancient times, is none other than the Messiah, the promised King of Israel. And where did Micah say he would be born? Well, it was Jerusalem. Micah gets even more specific in verse 3. "Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth." So we have a specific place, namely Bethlehem. It's just a tiny village, 6 kilometers out of Jerusalem. And we have a specific event. That is, a woman goes into labor and gives birth to a child, a son. Why is this important? Well, it's important because in Micah, the birth of this child in Bethlehem is what we call a trigger event. That is, a comparatively insignificant event in human history is actually a trigger for something of huge significance. Many years ago, I was working for Qantas, and it was a very ordinary day for me. I was working at my desk when my boss, whose name was David, came over to where I was working and introduced to me a new girl in the office. Her name? Michelle. And I took a significant interest. Any observer would have said, well, that was just a trivial event. But it was not a trivial event for me, nor for her, as it turned out. Michelle and I were married a few years later. That event changed the course of my life, and wonderfully. You could say that that introduction from David, my boss, was a trigger event. It's an event, certainly, that I remember very, very well. Now, in Micah, the birth of a child in Bethlehem is a trigger event. And look at the outcome that is prophesied by Micah in Micah chapter 5 and verse 4. Let me read this to you. He will stand, this child, once grown, he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. So this seemingly insignificant event in human history, in a tiny little town of no significance whatsoever, is actually the trigger event for an entire new age. And what does that age look like? Well, it's the age where God's new king will rule the entire earth and his people can live in perfect security and in perfect peace with God. So Luke, therefore, has a problem. What's the problem? The problem is Mary is in the wrong town. She's up in Nazareth. It had to be Bethlehem. And Nazareth was not Bethlehem, and Bethlehem was not Nazareth. Nazareth was way up north in the hill country to the west of Galilee. It was about 80 kilometers from Bethlehem. And Mary is very pregnant. She's in the wrong place. Clearly, someone typed the wrong coordinates into Google Maps. But Luke, or rather the Lord, has an ace up his sleeve. And so we read in Luke chapter 2, verse 1, and this is where Luke picks the story up here. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place before Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own hometown to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea and to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. Well, there you have it. Like a horse coming from behind, Joseph thunders down the track to Galilee to cross the finish line with a very pregnant Mary in Bethlehem with seconds to spare, ahead by a nose. They have barely arrived, and Mary promptly goes into labor, gives birth to a son, in fulfillment of Micah chapter 5. The Messiah was born in Bethlehem. Now, of course, you might say, why was Micah so insistent that it had to be Bethlehem? We begin to see some of the significance of this birth with the answer to that question. Why Bethlehem? Well, Luke alludes to this when he says and refers to Bethlehem as the town of David. We often talk about Jerusalem as the city of David. Indeed, it was. But here, Luke is not referring to the city of David's palace and rule. He's referring to his birthplace. For indeed, David, the very first, or the most prominent, at least, after Saul, the most prominent king of Israel, the one who originally took on that title of Messiah, King David, was born in Bethlehem, in that little town. The Messiah had to be the son of David. And indeed, of course, Joseph was of the line of David. But Jesus was then to be born in the town in which David was born. So the Lord had said to David, all the way back 1,000 years before Jesus, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. Of course, Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem. Where else? He is the son of David, the king of Israel. Now, just think with me, though, for a moment about the irony that Luke has brought to bear in this passage. It's easy to miss. You see, Joseph himself didn't think, as Mary was pregnant, I've got to get Mary down to Bethlehem in order that this child, the son of David, the descendant of David, can be born in Bethlehem. Joseph never thought about that. How is it that they came to be in Bethlehem? Well, it was a decree by Caesar Augustus. Now, the word Augustus means supreme or majestic, great, magnificent. This was the title that Caesar had. But really, Luke is asking you to consider this question. Who truly is the supreme ruler of the universe? And it is certainly not Caesar. Indeed, it is God himself who makes Caesar Augustus an instrument simply to fulfill his own word and purpose given through the prophet Micah. Now, the rest of the story here in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 6, is really just filling out the details. And it's very brief. Joseph went to Bethlehem to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. If you read carefully, Luke is being very careful, indeed very diplomatic here in the way he phrases this. Joseph and Mary clearly are not yet married. Luke describes them as pledged in marriage. And yet very clearly, something unusual, something that is very strange in these times is happening. Joseph and Mary had formed a family unit. We would say they were living together, something that's very common in our time, not so common in first century Israel. How was it that they were living together? Why had they formed this household together? The answer is, of course, Mary was pregnant. Luke's just careful in the way that he speaks. They are young. In the first century Israel, a woman would be merely 12 or 13 when she was pledged in marriage. Most likely Mary is a young teenager. They are poor. They have come a long way from home. They don't know the place that they are going to. They have nowhere to stay. And so they make do. And the baby Jesus is placed in what we commonly call a manger, but really it was a feeding trough for cattle. And so that divine, impossibly humility, that impossibly divine humility is the phrase I wanted, that impossibly divine humility is revealed, the same divine humility which would lead this child finally to execution on a cross for us, indeed. So here in a few simple verses, Luke chapter 2, the first six verses, Luke shows us the fulfillment of Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are of no account among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are of old, from ancient times. What is so important for us to recognize here is that whilst it began in Bethlehem, the story does not find its conclusion there. That birth in Bethlehem was God's trigger for a transformed world. And so in verse 4 of Micah, remember the prophecy, he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.